Santa has left GM and Chrysler a $17 billion stocking stuffer. Even so, this is unlikely to be a Merry Christmas for them. Barely a creature is stirring in their showrooms. The best guess is that U.S. auto sales will drop nearly 40% from December of 2007. The same is true of the big three Japanese automakers, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. And car makers in the world's emerging markets aren't doing much better. The world's Jerry Hadden reports that the vital auto manufacturing sector in the Czech Republic is downshifting.
The king of Czech car makers is Škoda. The century-old company employs 20,000 workers. Most of them are here in the city of Mladá Boleslav, an hour's drive from Prague. On this day, a knock on Škoda's door goes unanswered. That's because the company has shut down for a full month. It will produce fewer cars when it reopens, at least until summer. The work week will shrink as well, to 4 days. For now, employees like this technician named Mirek are out of luck. Mirek says he's trying to stay optimistic. He says the people of Mladá Boleslav really depend on Škoda because many of us work there. And there are a lot of small businesses that rely on Škoda as well. Plus, all of the shops in town are closely connected to it. So it's safe to say that everything depends on Škoda. Mladá Boleslav is a closed circle in which we all depend on each other. But Czech auto exports have fallen by 15% this year. Cities and towns across the country, especially this car-making capital, are feeling the pinch. Vojtěch Petralk sells Christmas trees from a small trailer on a street corner. Petralk says even the wealthy residents of Mladá Boleslav are buying small, cheaper trees this year. And people are eating out less, too. On this afternoon at the Jazz Cafe, owner Lepuše Petraskova has exactly zero customers to wait on. She says, my cafe has already been affected because people have less money. If people aren't working, we feel the effect immediately in the whole town. She adds, I don't think it's very healthy to depend so much on one company like Škoda. Analysts make the same point. They also say countries like the Czech Republic have become vulnerable during this crisis because their export markets are not diversified. But some economists see an opportunity for Central and Eastern Europe. Peter Mach is an analyst based in Prague. He says a recession in Western Europe is curtailing Czech exports in the short run. But that, in turn, will cause the Czech currency to depreciate against the euro. Mach says that soon consumers in Western Europe will find good deals across the border here.
And maybe also this can work in car industry, because when Germany is in recession, some Germans can decide not to buy their Mercedes or Audis and can start to buy Czech cars, Skoda, for instance.
That possibility may be why, in a country where thousands of auto workers have lost their jobs, Škoda has not yet brought out the axe. And it may be why not everyone here in Mladá Boleslav has given up hope. Across from the quiet Škoda factory, a young vendor named George sells carp from giant rubber vats filled with water. Carp is the main staple of the traditional Czech Christmas dinner. George says business has been slow, but he's not worried.
I expect that the sales will be better because the people would like to celebrate the Christmas, don't care about the economic situation, if you understand. So for these occasions, they will spend more than is usual.
George's carp cost $1.50 per pound. It's an even better deal if you're spending euros. But George says he hasn't seen any bargain hunters from, say, Germany or Austria just yet. With a little luck, they'll be pulling up next Christmas season in their imported Czech cars. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden, Mladá Boleslav, the Czech Republic.